أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون، ومن يستنكف عن عبادته ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا. In the previous ayat and discussion, Allah Ta'ala nullified the wrong belief of the Christians that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is either God himself, or that he is the son of God, or he is part of God. That was totally wrong, and Allah Ta'ala nullified that completely. And on the occasion when the group of the Christians from Najran came to debate with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to Christianity and Isa alayhi salam, that Christianity is the right religion, better than Islam, na'udhu billah, and that Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam is the true messenger, and we have to believe in Isa alayhi salam, and finally his religion we must accept. On that occasion, this ayat was revealed that Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, the Christians regard him as God, and they say that on the occasion of when they came from the group from Najran came, they told that you people, the Muslims, you have dropped the level of Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam, that he has got qualities of Allah Ta'ala, that the person who was born blind, he used to make him see again. A dead person, he should make him become alive again, etc. Other miracles, which the Quran Sharif has explained clearly, wherever it has come, bi'idhni, all that he did by the command and the permission of Allah, it was not his own achievement at all. Bi'idhni Allah, by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. So that was clear that it wasn't any power of his own, but Allah had given him that miracle. And by Allah giving him that miracle, he doesn't become go out of the limit of being a human being and becoming a God or becoming the son of God, or that Allah Ta'ala had come in him, had made hulul in him. That cannot be the case. So then Allah Ta'ala revealed this ayat, and Allah Ta'ala in fact also informed that Isa alayhi salam, the Christians themselves admit that he should go to Mount Sinai and he should make the whole night the ibadat of Allah. And that was the work of generally all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. At night they should engage in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and in the day invite the people towards Allah Ta'ala, towards correct belief, correct amal, akhlaq, etc. See to all their matters. This was their work. So you people, oh, the Christians, you yourself believe that you should make ibadat the whole night. So if he was God, then whose ibadat was he doing? Allah Ta'ala, God, does not make ibadat. Whose ibadat must Allah and God make? So that is clear proof that he was a banda of Allah. He was an ordinary servant of Allah Ta'ala. And therefore he should make the ibadat of Allah, and by the command of Allah, he should tell the people that worship Allah Ta'ala. In fact, in one ayat clearly it comes that Allah will ask Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّي إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Oh Isa, did you tell the people that take me and regard me and my mother as gods besides Allah Ta'ala? Isa alayhi salatu wasalam could say, how could I have said such a thing? Well, I had no right to say it whatsoever. It wasn't in my jurisdiction. It is not true. I could never say it. So there was no reason and no possibility of that whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala says, in fact, Isa alayhi salam, لَيَسْتَنْكِفَلْ مَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ. مسیح کو اس سے ہرگز عار نہیں کہ وہ بندہ ہو اللہ کا. عیسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام did not feel it anything, any weakness or any badness that he is the servant of Allah, عبد اللہ, that he is an abd. And this is a great distinction of Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام whom Allah has blessed with so many great qualities, but his greatest quality is Abdullah wa Rasuluh. He's the servant slave of Allah. And many places in the Quran, Allah praises him on these qualities. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylam. For Mi'raj, that he had abdiyat in him, humility, that he was not shy to make the ibadat of Allah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. This great ni'mat of the Quran being revealed also ala abdihi. So the more a person has abdiyat, worship of Allah, in fact, this is the source of great honor. Oh, Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq of making Allah's ibadat and making it with sincerity and with passion. How much more it is made, so much more is the honor of that person. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam could never have been God because he himself was making ibadat. And God does not make ibadat. He is ma'bud. He is not abid, the one who makes ibadat. He is the one whose ibadat is made ma'bud. And that is only Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ مُقَرَّبُونَ Or na farishtuku, jo muqarrab hai. And neither do the malaika have any, do they shy away from making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. If you can see in a sense, the malaika, they are making continuously nuzul from the heavens to the earth and uruj from the earth to the heavens. Isa al-Islam is given this opportunity once when he was put on the cross, that at the time Allah Ta'ala took him up to the heavens. And close to Qiyamah he will come down. But the malaika continuously, daily, they are going up and down. The malaika, they are all engaged in the great ibadat of Allah all the time. And which a human being cannot do. A human being has to eat, has to sleep. In fact, one of the proofs the Quran Sharif gives that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his mother are not God. Kana ya'kulani ta'am. That they used to eat food, and the malaika don't eat food. They are made such, they are created of pure nur by Allah Ta'ala. They don't have a human body. All the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam have got that ruh which is nur from Allah Ta'ala, but they've got human bodies in which Allah put that ruh. So in that case it would appear that the malaika should have more right that they don't make the ibadat of Allah than Isa. But Isa alayhi salam also should make Allah's ibadat, which proves that he is not God, and the malaika also are continuously engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Every moment of their, they are engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So they are also so much more superior. وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيَسْتَكْبِرْ اور جس کو آر آوے اللہ کی بندگی سے اور تکبر کرے, whoever it can be, only Allah is ma'bud, is the free, who is the one who is worshipped. Besides him, anyone else who shies away from Allah's ibadat, and he has pride in it, like shaitan, that why should I make sajda, why should I obey the command of Allah? And he did not make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. Anyone who does that, who does not make Allah's ibadat, submit to Allah Ta'ala, and he does not, and he has got pride in him. فَسَيَحْشُرُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ جَمِيعًا So, وہ جمع کرے گا ان سب کو اپنے پاس اکتہ. So, Allah will gather all of those people together on the day of Qiyamah. And then their hisab kitab will be done. Clearly that who were those people who shied away from Allah's ibadat? Who were those people who felt it an honor to make the ibadat of Allah? That we are fully dependent on Allah Ta'ala and we have to make His ibadat. And in fact we are blessed with that beautiful deen that our daily chores, eating, sleeping, earning, if we do it according to deen, that is also ibadat. So our 24 hours can be included in ibadah. So Allah Ta'ala says that we all will be gathered. And then the results will come out on the day of Qiyamah, which is mentioned in the ayat in front, which we will do. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made Allah's ibadah. He is not God, he is not the Son of God. The malaika, who the mushrikeens regard as the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. But they are also created from nur, and daughters, parents and children have got similarity. Parents are how parents are, children are also all like that. So the daughters, so the mushrikeen should say, the malaika, the daughters of Allah, which is also totally incorrect. All that will be negated on the day of Qiyamah, and the results of the two groups will be made known. May Allah give us tawfiq to have the correct aqidah and correct beliefs, and that we also engage in the ibadat of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.